There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Christmas? Is it Hanukkah? Is it Kwanzaa? Is it Bah Humbug? Where do you fall? Hopefully, a comfortable place to rest your head. Maybe a good book to read, a great game to watch, family to spend it with, games to hustle up, great food to eat. Whatever it might be, I'm certainly wishing all of you fabulous times ahead at the tail end of this year and rocking into 2015. Coming up next week on the show, we're going to look back at some of the big moments in 2014, and then next week we'll look ahead to 2015 and resolutions, although I'm not high on resolutions, but I've made up a few for politics, economy, business, and some others that I think I am going to email to specific people, mostly in Washington, but in a few other places as well. Sony might be one of them. I don't know if they're getting their emails anymore, though, since they've been hack-attacked by the North Koreans and had to not show their picture on Christmas Day with Seth Rogen and James Franco in it, called The Interview, where the head of Kim Jong-il literally is, poof, exploded before your eyes in this black comedy spoofing the assassination of the president of North Korea. And what all of that has led to has been a lot of chaos for the people at Sony. But there might be something much bigger than that. Certainly shows that they are adept at the cyber war games, without a doubt. The FBI absolutely has confirmed that the cyber attacks against Sony Pictures, the studios, and all the threats to terrorize movie theaters showing the film The Interview are the work of North Korean cyber attackers. Sony even canceled the global release of The Interview. Of course they did, because who's going to show that if everybody else is canceling it? They're not going to show it. So how much money do they lose on this? Now people really, really, really want to see The Interview. And I think before, not as many were interested in watching it, perhaps. I mean, Seth Rogen and Franco smoke a lot of dope. They're young actors, and they're kind of hipsters. So they have an audience, but the older audience who could care less about this kind of a movie are now kind of curious about it. They're engaged. It's part of the conversation. So how about that? I will tell you one thing that we know is coming in 2015. I was thinking about this today. Go to your wallet and take out that little insurance card that you pay I don't know how much for. And remember this, or maybe it's your old insurance card. Somebody today dropped a card at a store where I was in the store, and I picked up the card and said, oh, here's your card. And the guy said, you know what? I'm not getting health care. That's my old card. And he threw it in the trash. I was stunned, and then I realized he was remarking about not liking where things are headed with insurance. So there's a big deadline that's coming up. People who don't have health insurance have until February 15th, 2015 to get a plan, or guess what? You're going to face a penalty doled out by the IRS in 2016. So you know how much that penalty is? People forget this. It smashes up. It's big. It's going to be either $325 per adult, $325, or 2% of the family's income. Now, check this out, and people forget this. It depends on which is higher, for an individual or for a family. And remember, we hired all these people so that they could rain down on you and prey on you if you don't have health insurance. So there are people that will be able at the IRS to find you and fine you if you don't pay for health insurance. 2% of your income if you go uninsured. Now, there is a way, I suppose, to avoid this. And I don't know, illegally jump the border someplace else in another country. Oh, just kidding. Shift things around, I suppose, because if you qualify, subsidies and all that sort of stuff. But it's not going to be that kind of person. It's the people caught in between who can barely make ends meet but now have to pay much more. This is what we said the problem was in the first place when it came to health insurance, right? Yes. Almost half of the adults listening right now in this audience are unaware they have to report their health insurance status on their 2014 tax returns. Did you know that? You do. If you go to TurboTax, if you do it yourself, however you do it, if there's a line for that. It doesn't matter what form you fill out. How many people are uninsured? How many people know that the law penalizes people without coverage? I think people don't even realize the 2014 deadline has already passed. Some, anyway. Some don't know. The penalties would be brutal for some people. They really would. I mean, would that not just make you crazed? You have to shell out extra money, 2%, especially I'm thinking of the 2%, any percent. It's crazy. And think about this, roll the clock back. How many years ago were we not talking about getting fines because you couldn't afford insurance? How many people did I know that were in and out of insurance because their fates and fortunes changed? Maybe they were single. They felt like they were healthy. They weren't worried about it. They weren't worried about something happening to them. And then they got a job and they got on a plan and they were on the plan. Or they had some other crisis happen and they had to do an eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So they had to stick for a while without having insurance and then bounce back onto one with a new company in a different situation because they had family members or whatever it might be. I'm just saying that one surprise in February is going to be these fines. I guarantee there are people that just aren't thinking about that. Not thinking about it, right? I don't think so. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight. At the tail end of the hour, Nail the Score. You absolutely want to be here for Nail the Score because it's jolly, jolly, merry, merry time and you may get lucky. You just might be the person who nails the score correctly. You get bragging rights and a whole bunch of prizes too from America Tonight. How cool is that? And you don't have to do anything except for pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And if you correctly nail it, well, bada bing, that's nailing the score. Pretty good stuff, right? Also coming up on America Tonight, we have a couple of interesting guests for you, too. Guests I think that you're going to really enjoy, and guests that I really enjoyed talking to, I have to say. It was quite a day for me, including Judge Alberto Gonzalez. Remember him? He used to be the top cop, so to speak. Yeah, the attorney general during Bush 2 years. And David Strange, an attorney, they have some thoughts on immigration, a better way to solve the problem. But coming up next, your thoughts as we head to a very special edition of The Mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You know, I'm going to say it once again. You overwhelm me, folks. You really do. With the amount of email that this show gets, it is unbelievable. I think it goes to the thoughtfulness and also people listening to shows at different times of the day. Remember, you can always download the show if your schedule changes. Sometimes you're on night, sometimes you're not. Whatever it might be, you can go to GCNlive.com and download shows you miss. So I think that's what's happening, and you're digesting a lot of the political things we're talking about, some of the fun things that we do on the show, like dumb things I shouldn't have done, or nail the score, or fruits and nuts, bingo, shred it, or old school, new school. We're starting to get a lot of traction on that. So thanks a lot for doing that and then sending us your thoughts. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Ron, who says, Kate, you know, I have kind of mixed emotions about this Cuba thing. And the reason I say I have mixed emotions is because I know how awful things were in Cuba for a very, very long time. For goodness sake, there's tons of documentaries and movies that were made about things that happened in Cuba. If you said JFK's name once a long time ago in Little Havana, people would have looked at you cross-eyed if you said that you supported JFK because of the Bay of Pigs and what happened to so many people there and how they disappeared and all that stuff in between. But I guess it's a different day. So initially I dug my heels in and said this was a stupid thing and why should we do this? And now upon reading, thinking, and listening to some of the things that have been said on your show, I kind of think maybe it's okay to lift the veil and allow travel and allow people to go back and see their relatives even more. Have that exchange wide open. You know, I said on the show that I was like, no way, those Castro brothers, it's awful, it's ridiculous, communist regime. But I've had a lot of those conversations since talking about that. And because I had family members through marriage connected to what was happening in Cuba, I had a really difficult time processing knowing some of the ridiculously brutal things that happened to people. Saying, yeah, let's do this. But here's the thing, and you'll get this argument, we deal with the Chinese. What do you think's going on in China? You know, I challenge you. I said this once before in the show a couple of years ago. Walk around your house and start lifting up some of the things that you have and see where it's made. Do you think, oh, yeah, this is made in America, or this is made, you know, in Central America, or it's made wherever, it's made in Canada? No. We know that. We know that we deal with China. And what do you think is going on in China? And what kind of a dictatorship do you think they have going on there? For goodness sake, when you sit in your living room in China, they're pumping out their state-run propaganda into your ear, and that's the only alternative those people have, no matter where they are economically, because there are some people that have been able to get some wealth in China. But it's very corrupt. It's brutal. There are lots of human rights violations. And yet, boom, here we are. Companies, our government, etc. We have open lanes with China. So I guess if you look at it from that perspective, if things are changing in Cuba, someone said to me today when I took a really hard line on it, that they felt as if in 5 years or so, maybe even less, there would be a democratically controlled place, that people would really honestly have a say in it, and it would be nothing like the Cuba of the past. So there you go. All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Dan the Man. Dan the Man says, North Korea. Unbelievable, Kate. I think there's so much more to the story about this Sony hack and then shutting down the picture of the interview. Everybody I know who really knew nothing about Rogan or Franco, which frankly is shocking to me because I'm in my early 30s and I love those two dudes. But regardless, even my mother wants to see that movie now. So if Sony does eventually release it, it'll be a runaway smash hit because so many people will want to know more about the movie. But will they have the cojones to do that based on now what has happened with the hack and with the threats and all that other sort of stuff? I don't think they're going to release it. I mean, they're not going to release it anytime soon. Could it come out in the future, or could it be leaked? I mean, already things are being leaked, but I don't think it's going to happen in the near future. It's crazy. The cyber warfare is unbelievable. And I just saw a crazy headline on a website I was reading where they talked about how many cyber warriors, they called them, they have. And they say incredibly vast networks are devoted to cyber warfare in North Korea, like 1,800 plus. That's scary, isn't it? There is no doubt, my friends, that your security, your information, the internet, anything that passes through, you have to be so careful. If you've just blown this off in the past, pay attention when we have cyber experts on, because there is no 100% guarantee. You see what happened this year, not just Sony, but with other hacks that affected people, with information that's being ripped off and things that are being released. I mean, that's even the bigger picture there for sure. Here's one from Mary who says, Kate, I remember you mentioning this. In fact, you brought it up the other night about going to Grenada. And I remember the interview you did where you talked about viruses and chikungunya and how this was something to be on the lookout for. The one doctor you talked to mentioned it, that people on ships are going to the Caribbean. This might be something that creeps up, especially because of the mosquitoes and the way you could carry it. And already you scared me when you were talking about how many cases there were in Florida. It sounds like a terrible thing to get. Yeah, it can be fatal. The fatalities are low, But when I say they're low, imagine going to, you know, a Caribbean island, and then you come back with this debilitating disease where you can't work, you don't know what's wrong with you, you go to the doctors, they run all kinds of tests, and then you have chikungunya. That's crazy. And in the United States, there were 11 confirmed cases of the infection, right, in Florida, which makes sense because if you think of the traveling, and that's really low compared to the rest of the world. It was like over a million, somewhere in a million category. And 155, according to CDC, I looked this up again, were fatal. But that's not in the U.S. But here's the thing is, it is that mosquito deal where they bite and they carry the virus and how rapidly it can hit you and the way you feel, you know, you're just doubled over in pain, headaches, rashes, fevers, all that kind of stuff. And it's sad for the people in some of these islands, like the Dominican Republic. They're worried about it. There were people that were from the Dominican when I was at that conference, and they were talking about it in other Caribbean islands as to how it would hit them, because how were they going to treat it with the clinics overflowing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yes, debilitating and a horrific thing to go through that none of us would want to go through. Let's face it. Already, it's such a guessing game, right, when something's wrong with you and everybody wants to run to the Internet and diagnose you, WebMD, they start telling you what you might have. But you don't want to get that one. All right, here's another one from, let's see, Joseph in Illinois. Boy, he's been emailing us a lot. Happy holidays, Ms. Delaney, to you and your family. I hope you get a chance to have some time off. I heard you say something about it seemed like it was more hectic than ever this year. The roads were jammed. People were running around grabbing things, and packages, of course, are through the roof. People delivering things last minute and all that kind of thing. And it is interesting how commercialized it's become. We've had these conversations for a long time, actually, now. And it makes you wonder if people, like, lose the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, you know, because I'm a cockeyed optimist, I hope that people don't lose the true meaning of Christmas. I mean, Christmas is, of course, for Christians, celebrating the birth of Christ and renewal and, you know, a new year. There's so many things that Christmas symbolizes, or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. And I think all of that can be very big and important in people's lives and should be, but there is a tendency to get so lost and caught up in the just big grabbing of stuff and getting things out. And I think that goes to procrastination too, because we wait so long and we're just deluged with everything that's hitting us from different directions. And I guess the thing to do is, or to think about, is maybe just take a breath in between everything and figure. I have a theory. This is why they have New Year's cards. Because if you miss the holidays that are just a week or 2 weeks before, you can always get cards that say, you know, Happy New Year, and it gives you that extra week in between to send some of them out. I don't know. Just take a breath, everybody. Relax. It's all going to be okay. And thank you for sending me your emails, your thoughts. You can do that on anything and everything. Remember, AmericaTonight.net.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On this show, immigration is such an important topic to me. I've talked about going out with the Border Patrol. I've talked with Minutemen. I've looked at this from all different angles throughout my entire career. And now we have the president's executive action. We have a lot of arguing over what's going to happen with this and the Department of Homeland Security being funded through February, setting up the new Congress to come in, and they don't like the executive action and what's going to happen and what can they tear apart from that. So who better to welcome to this show? And I'm very thrilled to have both of them. There's this great book out called A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform. Former U.S. Attorney General Judge Alberto Gonzalez and Attorney David Strange putting that together. They have an interesting approach to this, one that I think is important to be told, that the United States, of course, founded by immigrants, and now with this national immigration policy and enforcement over the past, 30 years, how it's been woefully inadequate. What do we need to do? What can we do, even stateside, which is what I've been screaming about, to change the narrative and what we're looking at? Judge, thanks so much for coming on. David as well.
My pleasure to be with you.
So what, Judge, what brought the two of you together to author, you know, A Conservative and Compassionate Approach to Immigration Reform?
I think it was the lack of appropriate dialogue about this issue. A lot of hyperbole, a lot of hysterics about the problem that we have here, and part of politics. And I think David, who I met from my time in Texas, is an immigration expert. I'm not an expert, but I care a lot about immigration because I'm a Hispanic from a border state and former chief law enforcement officer of this country. And getting together with David, we share a common interest in moving the dialogue forward about immigration. And we know it's hard. We know how difficult this is, and that's why it hasn't got done for a number of reasons. And we thought it would be a good idea. Hopefully others will think so as well, to put into words our views about a common sense approach that I think, as some have said, there's something in this book for everyone to hate, and hopefully, more importantly, there's something in this book for everyone to love, because from my days in Washington, I know how hard it is to get anything done, and it's impossible to get anything done if the expectation is you're going to get everything that you want. And on something that's complicated, everyone has to give. And if everyone's willing to do that and accept the fact that compromise is absolutely necessary, then hopefully we can achieve some kind of success in immigration reform. And this book was intended to provide a pathway to do so.
Yeah, and you see, from your time in Washington as a United States Attorney General under George W. Bush, his administration, there was a push to try to get something done. Were you disappointed that nothing could happen? You know, nothing happened then.
Sure, and of course, this was something that we wanted to do early in the administration, but obviously the attacks of September 11th changed all that. We had to focus on protecting our country. But then toward this, in the second term, we refocused our energy again under the President's directive. But even then, we couldn't get it done. We had a Republican Congress that just wasn't interested in the approach that President Bush was pursuing, and that was very disappointing. Because I know this was important for him, again, being the governor of a border state. He appreciates and understands this issue better than most chief executives. And the fact that we couldn't get it done, in my judgment, for reasons that more had to do with politics than border security or national security. So, yes, it was disappointing that we couldn't make progress on this issue.
David, the judge says you really are incredibly knowledgeable in this, and this is part of what brought you together. What is the common sense approach? What are some of the things that need to happen, you think?
Well, as Judge Gonzalez mentioned, I think there needs to be compromise. There are some pretty strong positions on both sides of the immigration issue, and so the key will be to find a middle ground that at once reaches out to both sides of the issue, including enforcement, but also including a reform of our system. We can certainly work to make our system better. Immigration law is unique in that it at once works to maintain the United States' economic role in a world economy, while at the same time working to protect us, to exclude and to remove those people who we don't want in the United States. So it's clearly an important issue.
Yeah, and one of the things that is talked about a lot, and we saw this, Judge Gonzalez mentioned 9/11 and how that changed the process of, we're really trying to put this in the forefront, immigration, and then we had to worry about security. But we saw what was unveiled with our visa process. Do you think we need a revised visa process, David?
There are certainly many ways that we can make our visa process better. I think, as we mentioned in the book, we can come up with better ways to monitor those people who enter the United States with temporary visas, and we can also reform our immigration laws to address visa overstayers in a tougher way. And we put some of those proposals in the book. So as we say in the book, there are many calls that we have, quote unquote, a broken immigration system. We don't think the system is entirely broken, but that's not to say that we can't improve. We can improve, and we should improve.
Yeah. What about Judge Gonzalez? What about as far as the workforce is concerned? Do we need to be tougher and more vigilant about who's working and the accountability of the people who are hiring?
Yes, and that's part of our proposal as well. I think that it's insufficient to simply punish the immigrant, the employee. I think that imposing tougher sanctions on employers makes a great deal of sense. And certainly with respect to the white-collar area, you know, as Attorney General, we looked at what do we do to discourage, you know, fraud and white-collar crime. You know, if in fact you're committed to putting a CEO in jail, I guarantee you that'll be a powerful deterrent in that kind of behavior. And so from my perspective, if you've got a CEO of a company that is a repeat offender in terms of hiring undocumented, if the government were to be serious and to put that CEO in jail, if the laws allowed that, that would be a very powerful message to the employer community about the commitment of our government to ensure that we're going to discourage illegal hires, and so I think that's a very important point. But that's just one consideration, one of many things that in our judgment should be done to address the issue here. These people, these undocumented immigrants, provide a great service. I think one can make the argument that it's because of their work that it fuels our economy to some degree. It actually improves productivity. It does result in creation of additional jobs for American citizens. And so we've got to find a way to keep those who are qualified and those, for example, who don't have a criminal record, those that can pay for themselves, that can provide for themselves, those who are otherwise qualified, we've got to find a way to put them in some kind of legal status. I'm not talking about necessarily citizenship or lawful permanent residence, but I just believe strongly that if you're in this country, you need to be in this country under some kind of lawful status, and that's what we try to propose.
Yeah, you mentioning growing up and being in a border state, and I've said this in going out with the Border Patrol, I think the problem's a lot worse than sometimes it's the picture that we get. Do you feel that way?
Well, it's hard to say. I think we have done a better job with respect to border security, simply because we have more agents on the border. We're utilizing better technology. So in that sense, I think we're probably doing better. Truth of the matter is, to the extent that our economy is slowing down, that means that there are less jobs here in this country, which is the lure for many undocumented immigrants. And so there are a variety of reasons why the flow of undocumented immigration may be better today. But clearly, this is still a serious issue. In a post-9/11 world, we have to know who's in this country and why. When you read the headlines around the world about all these hostage takings, the beheadings, there are some serious threats, I think, to the American interest and to the interests of our friends and allies. And we need to pay attention. We're getting all kinds of warning signs from my perspective, all kinds of warning signs about perhaps a major attack coming here in this country.
Yeah. We have just a couple of moments left, and we know what the judge has had to say about what he feels people will get out of this. David, what do you hope people will get out of your book?
Well, certainly we hope that we can propose solutions that are adapted and are workable. With 11 to 12 million, some estimates up to 20 million people unlawfully present, there are serious implications related to that. In addition to the national security and economic concerns we've addressed, there's also huge humanitarian concerns. You know, many of the people here have United States citizen spouses or parents or children, and tearing those families apart has a humanitarian aspect to it. And of course, I'm not advocating breaking the law, and I'm not saying that, you know, those people who have forced themselves upon us, we necessarily need to bend to those people just for that reason. But nevertheless, the humanitarian concerns are stark. And that combined with the economic concerns and the national security concerns, I think it's certainly time for for dialogue for reform to take place.
There you go. And you guys are doing it. All right, Judge Alberto Gonzalez and David Strange, thanks so much.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What's it going to be this time around? We only have a couple of these left. I hope you blow out the phone lines. In fact, I'm going to pump up the phone lines. 855-266-5283. Do you hear me? Wake up. 855-266-5283. This could be the one last time this year you get to be a winner. So you didn't win the door prize at Uncle Frank's wedding. You were on the boardwalk and you thought you finally had the ring around the milk jug and it just whistled by. This is your chance to win more than a pig stuffed animal. This is your chance to win bragging rights. And a couple of really cool prizes, too, from America tonight. All right, Nathan worked out earlier in the day, despite the fact that he only had 6 hours sleep. He hit the weights. He can move the computer. He did it for us, so he is prepped, ready to go. Let it roll, Nate.
Uh.
By the way, there's no workman's comp for Nathan, so I'll be taking up some definite money for Nate in his defense if something were to fall apart.
Agreed.
Keep that body healthy, son. Okay, so none of those crappy honor snacks. You know how they put the box out and it's like gooey cookies and stuff. All right, so check this out. The game of the week, would you believe, is the Cowboys and the Colts. We just had the Cowboys and Philadelphia, but it's the Cowboys hosting the Indianapolis Colts. That's a big game, needless to say, because the Cowboys want to certainly be in the playoffs. And now, because they beat Philadelphia, they're in a good position. And this is a very, 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 can I say it again? Very big game for the Cowboys. So I think the Cowboys' offensive line has shown that it's one of the best lines in the league. They do, now, DeMarco Murray, is he going to play? Isn't he going to play? He is going to play. They say he's going to play with his hand. You know, I'm going to say he still can be a factor, or at least they're making you think he's a factor. So I believe the Cowboys will win this. And I'm going to say the final score is going to be 34-27. 34-27. So get up, grab your cell phone. It's that thing that's glowing in the corner. And punch in these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net, as long as you get it in. You hear me, Sharon in Maine? By the top of the hour, americatonight.net. And let's see what you have to say. And maybe we'll have a winner this time around. I know I say this all the time. All right, let's go out to our pal Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good afternoon, evening, morning, whatever it is.
Pete, were you ever in radio?
Yeah.
You have good pipes. I was going to say you sound like a radio guy, so that's a compliment.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I did a little couple of years. But
good.
I regret 35-27.
35-27. Colts?
Colts.
Colts? Wow. I think that's a tight game. I think it's going to be a tight game, so you and I are in agreement there.
Yeah, we're handy.
Pete, happy, happy, merry, merry, and all that. Of course, we'll talk to you again next week with our special edition of Nail the Score. Thank you so much for the call. 855-266-5283. Grim. He loves playing this game. I like it when Grimm gives us a guess. Hey, Grimm.
Well, in the immortal words of the famous one-liners like Benny Goodman and Jack Benny, you're killing me. Need to get a different computer there. That Tandy.
I know. What is up with that?
That Tandy 2000 is taking Dallas too much.
Tandy.
I'm going with the Colts. 24, and Dallas, 17.
Another Colt taker. Wow. All right. Another Colt believer. Grim. That is a grim score for people who are fans of Dallas. 24-17. Jack Down Under, by the way, says Boys, 21. Colts, 14. 21-14. I know people are trying to get in, so don't worry about it. Just keep trying to get in. We'll get you, I promise you. Wake up. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. This one from Joseph, who sent us an email. I'm in a wacky mood. It must have been that eggnog. Joseph says, Cowboys, Kate, all the way, 45-17. He had the same eggnog that must have been spiked because he has a wild guess on that. I mean, you know, the Colts, you can't completely blow them off. That's why you saw where Pete and I said, but I mean, I guess everybody's really actually predicting it pretty tight. What kind of defense are we going to see? The Cowboys defense if there's a hole somewhere, they've had some problems on their defense, but that offensive line is very, very tough. And the Cowboys have had some pretty incredible wins. Think of Seattle. Think of this last game against Philadelphia after they were blown up at home on Thanksgiving Day. The Cowboys cannot be just tossed aside like it's another bad Cowboy year. It's not. It's a different team than we've seen before. They finally did get that line like it used to be. That was what they were known for, as all of you know, back in the triplet days. Great offensive line, great defense, and they had movement up and down on the sidelines, and Emmitt Smith to run the ball, and, you know, it's looked like they're trying to repeat the same thing here. So, 855-266-5283, and I promise we'll squeeze you in. I know there's a couple of people trying to get in right now, so we'll get you on. If you jumped on the phones, I promise it counts because it's before the top of the hour. We got this one from Cheryl who says, I finally did it. I love the show. I usually listen to it playback, sometimes a little bit live. Kate, I've had a strange schedule, as you would say, but I'm going to say the Cowboys win this, and the final score, my boyfriend told me to tell you, will be 38-7. Wow, 38-7. You know, you can't discount any score. I mean, you can't discount scores and say, oh, yeah, it's not going to, because we've had strange scores, absolutely, without a doubt. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Tom, Baltimore, Maryland, Tom. All right, Tom, give us a guess.
Hey, I'm wearing a Baltimore Colts sweatshirt right now because, let's face it, they are the Baltimore Colts. They always have been and always will be. And they win when they have Baltimore mojo with them. So the Colts are going to take it. I'll give the Cowboys their old Memorial Stadium address, 33 points, and I'll give the Colts 38.
Ooh, I like it. Colts 38-33. Well, you know, you have an incredible quarterback in Andrew Luck. He is a star already and a star in the future, too. Let's go to Ray in Kansas. Hey, Ray.
Hey. I say that Dallas 35-10.
Dallas 35-10. Thanks, Ray. 35-10. Dallas. Ray in Kansas City, or in Kansas. 35-10. Here's the deal. If you correctly nail the score, don't worry. You know where to find us right here for sure. And we will announce that on the air. Of course, I always do. By Sunday, I'll know and I'll say on our Sunday and the Monday show. If you don't hear it then, trust me, I will be all over it. Just call us back, of course. Check it out. You'll be on the website, I'm sure. Thanks to everybody. And don't worry, if you send me an email, I'll check it out. I'll get you locked and loaded. And maybe somebody this holiday season will nail the score.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.